delivering two messages at the same time. One is forwards from the conscious mind and one is in reverse from the unconscious. I maintain this is a natural function of language. All of us are receiving the reversals of everyone else every time that we speak. It's an unconscious form of communication. Now, the way we study this is by quite literally recording human speech and running that speech backwards. And once every 10 or 15 seconds, embedded amongst the sounds of the backwards gibberish, you can hear these very clear and precise English phrases that my research shows is what the person is thinking and feeling at the time of speaking. And this has been a 14-year research project of mine. It is all I have done for the last 14 years, and I really only went public with this last year for the first time in a major way, and I think your program was one of the very first programs I ever went on with this. And because since that time we've had quite a few adventures, the most significant of which is our house burning down. Our home and offices were burned to the ground 6 months ago, I think, by someone who has been very threatened by this technology, which is literally has the power of accessing the totality of human thought. Whatever you are thinking and feeling at the time of speaking is embedded backwards into the sounds of your speech.
All right, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
When you meet somebody, and I think almost everybody has experienced this, you meet somebody and you talk to them for a few minutes and you take an immediate dislike to them.
Right.
And you really can't identify exactly why you dislike them, but it's almost immediate. It's just a feeling. It doesn't come from anything they directly said forward.
Right.
But you know, immediately you're on guard and you don't like them. Now, I wonder if there is a subliminal communication going on between two people.
That is most definitely correct. My research shows that a lot of our very initial impressions of someone are directed by the reversals that they are delivering. I've actually got a classic example of this. There was a caller on your Area 51 line last week, or the week before last, the second day you were taking calls.
Yes.
And you were quite upset at this man, and he was, you'll hear it when I play, I can't think which one he was, he came on after Steve on the second day, and you did not believe he knew anything about Area 51, and you got quite upset at this man.
I remember.
And he gave two very powerful reversals in the first couple of minutes of speaking to you that were really quite a direct insult. And we will play them, and you will actually hear that happen. And it's quite interesting to note that your tone of conversation with this man changed very dramatically once he had delivered these two reversals.
Okay.
So, and we'll look at that after. Unless you want to play them right now.
Oh, no, I thought that's what you were setting up to do.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can set that up. I had a trend I was going to go to here, but no, we can set that one up right now, and so I will do that while I'm.
Let's
talking.
Do that one. You've got me interested. You did the whole setup, so I might as well go ahead and hear it.
We will go and do exactly that. And while I'm setting this up, I mentioned my house fire recently that we had 6 months ago. Strange Universe had just finished doing an intensive investigation into the whole house fire, and they will be airing a special on that tomorrow night on Strange Universe.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's a 7-minute story. It's one of the longest stories they